That's the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, which in July resumes concerts in front of an actual audience. Concerts that will be the swan song for Maestra Marin Alsop, the first woman to lead a major North American orchestra, who steps down in August after 14 years. But the baton in Baltimore is in good hands. Jonathan Rush was 25 last year when he was named assistant conductor of the Baltimore Symphony. He's one of the up-and-coming conductors of color in the classical world, up-and-coming conductors, period. And we want to hear what's on his summer playlist. Jonathan, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm better now. We're going to hear some more classical music. But it comes after this year.
Oh, well, this past year has definitely been a ride for me, a roller coaster ride, if I will. When it started out, I was sitting at home in Connecticut, pretty much doing nothing, you know, and I was actually very concerned. I didn't think I would have a career. I didn't know how this whole pandemic would turn out. But I'm just so grateful, though. I got a call from the Baltimore Symphony. You know, they knew me because I had a concert with them back in February, right before the pandemic. And it got such great reviews, and the orchestra members were raving about it, that the artistic staff decided to reach out to me and say, hey, Jonathan, look, the musicians love you. We love you. We're trying to do this new online series called BSO Sessions. We're going to need an assistant conductor. So how do you feel about joining our staff without audition, without anything? They just hired me, and then my world just completely flipped from doing no conducting at all. When September of 2020 hit, I was conducting every single week.
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's something that worked out. I want to ask you so many things. Let's listen to some of your music. Topping your playlist, Fate Now Conquers, Carlos Simon. Let's listen.
Well, I just love really what the piece is about, you know, Fate Now Conquers, which is actually taken from a journal entry that Beethoven had written. But with Fate Now Conquers, you know, the composer Carlos Simon always talks about how unpredictable fate is. It's something that we think we have control over, but we don't. And the music reflects that with, you know, these jabs of like loud music. You can hear the brass, bum, ba, da, dum. You know, those jabs that you hear inside the music, it's something so unexpected. And then you have all of this fast moving stuff happening inside the strings. And then even later on, they're doing all these arpeggios with the winds going up and down to just let you know of how unpredictable and unexpected, you know, fate can be.
And it was inspired, we understand, by Beethoven's struggle against obstacles, including deafness. And here we come out of a pandemic. So it seems perfect for the moment. What else does an assistant conductor do?
So typically, besides conducting regularly in a situation like I was in, an assistant conductor also serves as the cover conductor, usually known as like an understudy to whatever conductor is in front of the orchestra. So while they're rehearsing, I'm sitting inside the hall listening for balance, you know, giving them notes, taking notes to tell the conductor whether or not, you know, the flutes need to come down or, you know, this part wasn't necessarily in tune. You know, I'm just the extra ear that they have. The pandemic was different. Like I said, I was conducting every week. They needed extra conductors to come, you know, take up the load. And so I was glad to be a part of that team.
And we know that it's been hard to get pieces by women and women of color into the classical canon. And here's one of your favorites. It's Coincident Dances by Jesse Montgomery. Let's listen.
I mean, it's just, there's so much going on inside of this piece. And I love it because you're not just hearing, you know, one style of music, but you're hearing all of these different styles and genres of music. And so even with that trumpet solo, I kind of got an idea. And I mean, Jessie writes about this too in her program notes, you know, Latin jazz music. And she talks about how this piece, when you're walking through the city of New York, you never know what you're going to encounter. You know, you might walk and you might hear Latin jazz music playing out of somebody's car while you're listening to R&B. It's an experiment, really, for her to just mash up all these different styles. That's how you get coincident dances. And I just think it's absolutely incredible.
And Jesse Montgomery, a black woman of 40, So it's got that youth in it, too. I'm remembering that Maren Alsop was inspired by Leonard Bernstein when she was just a child, learned from him. You were also taught by Maren Alsop before you became assistant conductor. What did you learn from her?
I think the biggest thing that I learned from Maren was it is 100% okay for me to be myself. And everything that I have to offer is fine. You know, usually inside the conducting world, they expect you to look a certain way and they expect you to act a certain way and to conduct a certain way. But with Maren, she never wanted cookie cutter students. So she never wanted us to look like her. She wanted Jonathan to conduct like Jonathan. And then part of what she was doing was helping refine my conducting to make sure that what I was doing was also clear to the musicians.
You're also music director at the Ebenezer Temple United Holy Church near where you grew up in Hartford, Connecticut. And so there's some gospel on your summer playlist. Let's listen.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
That's Jaira, which loosely translates as abundance, by Maverick City Music, a contemporary worship music collective and record label based in Atlanta, Georgia. As we talked to Jonathan Rush, assistant conductor for the Baltimore Orchestra, and that's one of his picks for the summer. This reminds me of an interview with Washington Post classical music critic Michael Andor Broder that Maren Alsop did, in which she reminded him not only will there be no other female conductors in a major American orchestra when she steps down, accent on major, there's some smaller orchestras. There will be no American conductors in a major American orchestra when she steps down. Yeah. And so I'm thinking, presumably, no conductors who grew up in a church with American gospel. What do you think you bring to the orchestra?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think one of the biggest things that I'm able to bring is just something so different, you know? Yes, I do have some classical training, but that wasn't the bulk. You know, my musical foundation was gospel music. That's where I learned how to play the piano. I learned how to play by ear. That is my thing, to be able to, you know, not just bring you classical, but when I'm up there conducting or when I'm performing, you're going to get the soul that I have when I'm, you know, directing my gospel choir, or the soul that I have when I'm singing gospel music on top of all of the, you know, joy that comes when I'm conducting classical music. You're going to get the whole musical world that makes up Jonathan Rush rather than just, you know, classical Jonathan. I think even a lot of people my age, you know, they have to offer just a difference. They're bringing new insight and they're bringing new ideas and new experiences. The way we were brought up musically is completely different than the way our teachers and their teachers were brought up. And so that's what, you know, I would like other orchestras and other people to acknowledge and to see, you know, when it is our time to actually, you know, step up on the stage. I want them to see that, hey, we have something to offer and it's completely different.
Well, and back to your playlist for the summer. Here's Petite Suite de Concert by, I'm sure I mauled that, by Samuel Coleridge Taylor. This is a black Englishman from the early 1900s. We've been hearing a lot more of Samuel Coleridge Taylor's music on classical radio just this past year.
Number one, I just think it's an absolutely beautiful piece. But with Coleridge Taylor, you know, he's trying to combine the Afro style with Western classical music style. Kind of similar to how Brahms did, you know, Hungarian music to classical music. That's kind of what Coleridge Taylor was doing for Afro-Cuban music. I'm appalled at the fact that, you know, Coleridge Taylor didn't get as much attention because it's genius stuff.
Jonathan Rauch, the New York Times recently had a headline that read something like, orchestras looking for conductors, look no further than your assistant conductors. Where do you think you are? How would you describe Jonathan Rauch in this moment?
Honestly, I think that I do have something to offer, but then I still have things to learn. But I plan on just having some fun, you know, listening to all my music and just making sure, you know, when people do see me, that they're getting all of me and they're getting, you know, 100, they're getting authentic Jonathan.
Well, Jonathan Rauch, assistant conductor of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Oh, you know, thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here.